Absolutely not. I think what has happened here is there's been something of a misinterpretation of remarks by our foreign minister, which was made to a private media journalist, a local private media journalist. But at any rate, in fact, Tuesday, that is this week, we actually received the credentials of the incoming High Commissioner from Kenya. We have excellent relations with Kenya. And indeed, our former President Mohai has been leading the Commonwealth delegation in Kenya, the election monitors, and has already proclaimed the election as free and fair. So I don't expect any problems. I think the point that the minister made, and we've made to those who've asked, is that in fact, to our knowledge, Mr. Uhuru Kenyatta has at any rate been cooperating with the ICC. And it's not for us to prejudge or judge anything as far as the case goes.
Your government has been critical of African countries that supposedly harbor those that have been indicted by the ICC. Some people see this as an opportunity for your government to take a stand on this issue. That is why people are wondering if there could be any thaw in relations between Habaroni and Nairobi.
Well, there's no need for a thaw because we have excellent relations. It is true that our country has advocated that African states that are party to the Rome Convention should honor their commitments. And that has gotten us into a situation that passed with the president of Sudan. But like I say, we don't foresee any problems with the incoming administration in Kenya, assuming that the inauguration does go forward.
So what relations do you expect, you know, to have with Nairobi following the election? Indeed, if the installation or inauguration of President-elect Uhuru Kenyatta goes ahead,
I expect them to be very good because we've never had bad relations with Kenya. We've sometimes agreed and disagreed about conservation issues, but basically we have a lot in common. The relationship between Kenya and Botswana predates our independence. First President Sirleaf Khama was a very good friend of Charles Njonjo from their time in school together, and through that relationship there was a relationship between Uhuru Kenyatta's father, Jomo Kenyatta, and our current president's father, Sir Seretse Khama, who were the respective first presidents of their countries. So there's even that long-standing relationship, in fact.
So what would be Habaroni's or Botswana's message to Kenyans?
Well, I think from the reports we've received so far, we congratulate the Kenyans for the election that they've held. We are happy, as I'm sure most Kenyans are, that we haven't seen the kind of situation that had happened, the violence that had characterized, unfortunately, the aftermath of the last election. And we look forward to working with the incoming administration.